Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Stive, CPA, professor of accounting at Monmouth University. And Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about, folks, we're talking about tax planning, but that's has been the subject of our past segments. But you brought up Herman Cain, Republican candidate for president. Herman Cain has a proposal that he calls the 999 plan, and it's 9%. Personal tax rates all go to 9%, very little deductions, if any. Corporate tax goes to 9%. And then there's a new tax that's either, you can either call it a sales, national sales tax, or some people call it a VAT, value-added tax. That's 9%. So there's reductions of two levels of tax, but maybe broadening the base, and then adding a new tax. Doug, what do you think about that?
Well, here's the point, is let's assume that you're unemployed, and you say, you know, gee, this is terrific, let's go to 999. Well, if you're unemployed, you're not paying any tax. With the
right.
999, you're going to pay 9% on every nickel that you spend, every penny that you spend.
Mm-hmm.
So does that help you? No. If you're Bill Gates and you're paying basically 35% in tax to every dollar you make, you now drop down, and even if you spend every dollar you make, you're paying 9 plus 9, that's only 18%. That's a windfall. This tax goes in half. What I don't think the average American understands is that if they're paying little or no tax, the most popular tax bracket that covers almost half of tax-paying Americans is 15%. With the 999, you're going to 18%. It doesn't
right.
make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it won't balance the budget, or so some people say. And further, is to say it's going to be simple. No, it isn't, because as you already implied, Jim, they're going to still allow charitable contributions, which I agree with, but it's going to cost money. They also say, well, if you're below the federal poverty level, which granted is not something you'd welcome, you'll be immune to this tax. So now the exceptions start. And
yeah.
the lobbyists in Washington are already running up and down
exactly.
K Street thinking about that.
So isn't there going to be a family deduction, that a family credit that you'll get back for to make up for the 9% sales tax?
That's one of the wrinkles. You're also thinking in terms of the fair tax that's had so much
yeah.
publicity.
Yeah,
you would
right.
basically get a, they don't call it a rebate, call it a prebate, which means you get a couple hundred dollars every month to go out and spend, which
yeah.
is basically shuffling your own money. The more I read about the fair tax, the more I'm convinced it's so incredibly complicated, we're better
yeah.
off with the mess we have.
Well, the thing I don't like about the sales, the national sales tax, VAT tax, or whatever, the third nine in Cain's plan, the thing I don't like about it is it establishes a new tax regime that there's no, it's not locked in at 9%. I mean, it could, if you think about it, when the Europe, this is just like the European tax, folks, the European VAT, and when they started theirs, their number was in single digits too, and now it's anywhere from 19 to 25%, depending on which country you're in. Giving politicians a tax regime, they're going to play around with it, and that's what's frightening to me about this. The only way I'm going to be in favor of a value added tax is if we eliminate the income tax.
Every tax you give Congress, they will spend it two or three times as much as coming. And the example I use is my own humble state of New Jersey, or not so humble state. We started with a 3% temporary, emphasis on the word temporary, sales tax about 30 years ago. It's now 7%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At that time, we had no income tax. Our income tax now goes up to 8% for anybody making any serious money.
Yeah.
With essentially no deductions now.
And it's not temporary anymore either, is it?
No. Somehow they ran this state with neither a sales tax nor an income tax for decades, and now we're broke with an 8% income tax and a 7% sales tax. There's something wrong
yeah.
with that picture, Jim.
Well, it goes back to the big argument that I make and a lot of people make every time. America doesn't have a tax revenue problem, and America has a politician spending problem.
When you're looking at, $3 trillion a year they're spending? Just looking this morning in the Wall Street Journal, there's some numbers in there about how the stock market had so many billion pumped into it. I don't have it in front of me, but several billion dollars got pumped into it the last couple of days. Yeah, but the government spends. The government spends $10 billion a day, and remember, 40% of that's on credit cards.
That's exactly right. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Thanks for eliminating some of these things for us, helping us with our tax planning, and even a little bit on the coming up on the election. Thanks for doing that, and we'll see you next time.
Good to be with you, Jim.
Doug Stiles, ladies and gentlemen, professor of accounting at Monmouth University. You'll be back another day, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.